This was dangerous and difficult because it meant exposure. When machine gun fire or shell fire came in, it was a desperate, mad dash for the foxhole, with adrenaline racing through the body. When the foxhole sanctuary was complete, a man was exhausted, his clothes and body drenched with sweat. Now he sat cold, then colder, then began uncontrollable shivering. "When you were convinced that your body could stand no more," Christensen commented, "you found out that it could." Hubler was in a state of exhilaration after shooting a man on horseback. He moved from one position to another, hands in his pockets, batting the breeze with anyone who would talk. In his right-hand pocket he had a Luger he had picked up on the battlefield. A shot rang out. He had accidentally fired the Luger. The bullet went through his right thigh, severing the main artery. In great pain, Hubler rolled about on the ground, crying out for help. Private Holland and 1st Platoon medic tried to bandage the wound. Two men carried Hubler back to the aid station, but he died shortly after arrival. It was a severely cold night that never seemed to end. Dawn came slowly. There was no firing. Sergeant Martin came walking down 1st Platoon lines. Although his reputation was that he seldom raised his voice and never gave orders in a harsh tone, this time he said gruffly, biting off the words, "I want all the 1st Platoon non-coms at the platoon CP in 10 minutes. Sergeants Rader, Randleman, Muck, and Christensen, and Corporals Robert Marsh and Thomas McCreary gathered at the CP. Martin suggested that they sit down. Lieutenants Sterling Horner, Peacock, and Foley were there. Horner spoke first. "Your platoon commander, Lieutenant Peacock, has been awarded a 30-day furlough to the States, and he leaves today." He explained that the PR man at Division HQ thought it would be a great idea to send one officer from each regiment involved in the heroic defense of Bastogne to the States for a war bond drive and other publicity purposes. Colonel Sink decided to make the selection by drawing lots. Captain Nixon won. Peacock came in second in the 506th. Nixon said he had already seen the States and didn't want to go, so Peacock got the assignment. Everyone looked at Peacock, who stammered, "I have been awarded this furlough, I feel certain, because of the great job you men did in Holland and here, and the only thing I can say is thanks." Sergeant McCreary jumped up, ran to Peacock, and started pumping his hand, saying, "Boy, am I glad to hear you're going home, Lieutenant. That's the best news we've had since we left Mourmelon." Peacock, completely misunderstanding, blushed.